Blog Talk Radio.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday mornings, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is May the 20th. Oh, yeah, 2021. We're 5 months and 20 days into this new year, and we're grateful unto Almighty God for bringing us this far. He's brought us all the way to a week ending. Tomorrow the week will be ending, and we thank him. We thank him. He brought us safely this far, and we remember these things. Yeah, God bring us each day. Hallelujah. Each day is different. What happened yesterday won't all happen today. Different things will take place. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful unto the Lord. And for those who were asking about Sherry, thank you, Brother Perry. Brother Lewis says she's getting better each day and she's going a little bit further with her therapy. So she's doing good, and I was looking for her to be home this week, but we know that she may come home next week out of rehab. And so y'all keep keep praying for her and everything and her healing. And so we thank God this morning. I got you, Sister Dot. I got you. I have you. I'll be back with you in a few minutes and answer your questions. We thank God today because this is the day, basically, again, he has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in this day. There's nothing coming our way that God cannot take care of. Mm-mm, nothing. Anything comes our way, he's right there because he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end. And today I was hoping to bring the topic today of we have crosses to bear. But I'm just going to use that as our encouragement this morning. While we have coffee, hallelujah. And we have crosses to bear, meaning that things will come our way, trials and different things that we have to go through. And in going through it, we're not going through it for our sake, but we're going through it for Almighty God's sake. Yeah, we're doing this unto the Lord. Because of this, Jesus had to bear a cross. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. So these are crosses. Sometimes it's on the job. Sometimes it's in your own house. Sometimes it comes from a family member. Sometimes it comes from a stranger. Yeah, you can go shopping. It happened in the store, many places. And so we know that we have to bear this cross because must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And I know there's a cross for me. Many things come our way, it will make us angry, but his word said we can be angry, but sin not. And one reason I believe God says you can get angry, but don't do nothing against them. Don't do anything that would get you in trouble with God. Why? Vengeance is mine. He said, let the wheat and the tare grow together in the day of harvest. I do the separating even. But vengeance is his because, see, we think we know how to hurt people. But this is the deal. God know the very intent of their heart. He know where to really get them. And he's going to do it justly. And he's going to give them the right penalty for, let's say, their crime. Yeah. And their crime against you because you didn't come in to hurt them. Mistakes happen. Everything appeared to flip upside down. People who used to do things for you for free won't do it anymore because the least little thing, somebody want to sue them. Yeah, the least little thing. It was an honest mistake, but they feel like, no, it might have been an honest mistake, but it was a mistake, pay for it. And some things don't warrant money. Some mistakes does not... Well, a mistake, period. It does not warrant money. Now, if it was something done that will harm you for life, it really messed up some things for you, then I can understand, especially if the money can correct what has been messed up or make things more comfortable, you know, because the way that they are now, they're not comfortable. You had a real bad accident and you got broke up, you're paralyzed, you can't walk anymore. That warrants you being well taken care of. Because who knows what your future would have been. You could be 60 years old, but at 60, you could become a millionaire. So it warrants, you know, to make your life better, more comfortable, give you a future. But I went to Starbucks and got a drink, and, you know, it was hot. I went at hot coffee. And I spilled the hot coffee on myself. I'm going to sue Starbucks. Why? I knew the coffee was hot. I need to be careful. So they end up putting these covers around the coffee. McDonald's, they put a special lid on the coffee, and you have to unflip it and flip it back and all of this. And the cup is thick because people have sued over this kind of thing before. So all of this, even if you have your own business, people will come against you and try and sue you. Somebody fell in your yard and you're the homeowner. They'll try and come against you and sue you. All of these, for the believer, these are crosses to bear. Other things. People sue now over something that was said. America with free speech. But you said this and you made my life bad, because now people who was following me, they're not following me anymore. They see a bad way about, and it was a lie, this, that, and the other, over words. And sometimes it may have, it may come our way, but we have crosses to bear. These are just some examples that I'm giving. Sometimes in your own house, your children come against you. Your husband or wife come against you, and you're standing for what's right, but they come against you in your own house. Yeah, many different things. I see brothers been close for years, and all of a sudden they break up over something that was said, not done, but said. And the other brother loves him, and he's hurting because he missed his brother, but he's a believer. That's a cross to bear. Sometimes we're staring situations in the face, bills and all kind of things, and it's staring back at us, and we're staring at it. We don't have the money to make it right. A cross to bear for you. Did he not pay bills for you before? Did he not give you a car before? Did he not give you a job before? Did he not make a way for you before? Did he open a door for your family? He's not done. He's done that before. He will do that again. He's yet capable. He yet has the power to bless us. We just got to keep going in him. Sometimes we won't see nothing but the trial. Sometimes we won't feel nothing but the trial. But we got to remember, because greater that lives within you than he that is in the world is not moving. When you see or feel, it does not mean he's not moving. Hallelujah. Because he's always moving for us. He's always doing things for us. Yeah. He went before me. Years before me. He knew I would come there. He went there and fixed it for me years before I got there. I came right on into it, patiently waited for me to get there, because our time is not his time. His timing is different. That's why you will hear me pray, Lord, do it today, May the 20th, 2021, because we're on different time lines here. I believe God is time, and he's the perfect time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have crosses to bear. We have things to go through. But every round goes higher and higher, because every time there's a trial, we learn something from the trial. Had I not been sick, that was a trial. I never knew God would heal me. But I learned through my trial, when I prayed for healing, he came in and healed me. I learned he's a healer. Thank you, Jesus. Had I not been threatened with the pink slip on the job, back then it wasn't a pink slip, it was just a warning, but it equaled to the pink slip, you know, that they put in your file, your profile now, but it equaled to that. If I have to say something to you a couple of more times, one more time, you out of here. But I learned from that when I went home and prayed the prayer of faith, I learned that no matter what the boss said, God had the last word. I wasn't going nowhere. I could make as many mistakes as I wanted to. God wasn't going to remove me. He gave me the job. It was mine. He don't take back. Not in you obedience. Not that he gave this to you. If he take away from you, he's taking from you to add to you better than you already have. But like me, I'm raising my right hand this morning. Like me, I'm guilty. God is trying to bless us, and we're fighting him all the way. He's trying to bless us, but we just can't see the blessing. Like me, this car is paid for. I don't want another car. In my heart, deep in my heart, I really did want another car, and I wanted something new. But I had this, and I didn't have to make payments. I'm not turning this loose. I'm trying to bless you. Let it go, Barbara. I can't. It's paid for. Like, God won't make car payments. You hear me? Trials are going to come our way, but they come to make us strong. They don't come to destroy us. They don't come to make us miserable. They come so that we can learn a lesson. For me, it's like being in the military. When they're training the men and women in the military, they're not doing that to hurt them. They're doing that for training so that they can be protected, so that they can protect others that's with them and us that's back home. They go out in what they call go out in the field. I was in Fairbanks, Alaska, and this guy told me, he said, yeah, I went out in the field. I slept on the cold ground. Oh, the weather was, oh, goodness. If I'm not mistaken, it was like 40 below. And he out there on the ground. Freezing and things. Eating those meals, they have to blow it up and all of this. And they have the Sterno stoves and all of that. 40 below. I mean cold, cold. You never experienced that. You don't know what that feel like. I don't care what part of the country you from. Ooh, that 40 below is something serious. And so look, it's like us. See, they went through that for training purposes. Because you may be in Russia. You may be in some other country where it's ice cold. Freezing below. Below freezing. And you don't have nowhere of safety to run to. Where you are out in the woods, you got to stay out there to stay safe. So you train so that you can go through and come out victorious. You can conquer and come out victorious. So God allow us to bear crosses. And the crosses is like what the military go through to a certain degree. Because the enemy is not going to play with you. You can play with him all you want to. You can play with God. But he is not going to play with you. No, ma'am. And one thing about him, he says what he means and he means what he says. Yeah, if he tell you, do it and try to go to church, I'll break your leg. You'll have an accident and break your leg clean. He's no joke. He can't do enough evil. So we have trials to bear. We have things to go through. But if we're praying and ask God for the lesson, and sometimes we already know what it is, but we can pray and ask God, Lord, give me the understanding of the lesson that I'm learning in this trial that you brought forth for me to learn, and give me the wisdom of how to use it. I went through many trials for today. I never knew that back when I was going through the trial. I didn't know this. I had no clue what I was going through was going to add up one day to bless me and bless God. I didn't know that. All I know is this was here and I couldn't remove it. Only God could. yeah. And as I progressed on growing in him and growing in his word, I learned to pray about everything. I learned to pray, Lord, give me the lesson out of this trial. They say the job coming to an end. And Lord, you know I need the income. Show me what's the lesson. He showed me, trust me. Just trust me. I trust him, and all kind of money started coming from other places. And then the job called me back and said, no, we're not going, your position will still be open. We still need you to go out and supervise that building. And guess what? Money was coming. I was like, look at this. So no matter what someone says, God have the last word on it. Who report will you believe today? See, a lot of times we don't believe the report of the Lord because of the trials we're going through, the crosses we are bearing. But we got to bear those crosses, yet trusting and believing God. Trusting and believing his word. Because it's going to work together for your good. He will not withhold no good thing from you. He won't do it. If it works for your good, you got it. Some things we have to ask for. Some things he'll just bring our way. Something we asked for a long time ago and forgot about it, all of a sudden here it is, because it's the perfect timing for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you this morning, Father. What a mighty God we serve. I don't want you to be discouraged in any way. God has not forgotten you. God is not asleep on what you need. He's not asleep on what you want. And if we truly trust him, we let all this stuff go. Just let it go and watch what happens. Try it. Let go of it and see what happens. He brought me into a place now where I got to exercise. That's where he brought me into. He brought me into peace. He brought me into joy and happiness. No work. No physical labor like I used to have to do. He brought me to a place where I don't have to get up in the mornings and punch a clock for man no more. So I got comfortable. Then the ministry work, he dwindled that down for me. So I don't cook and clean and do laundry for people anymore. The phones are busy. My God baby says she's going to help me, Laura. The phones are busy, I'm busy, you know, because certain things I have to do. And when the Lord speak about something, I got to go to the scripture and put it together. The call didn't even come through yet. The call is coming later, but he already showed me to prepare for what's coming. There are many different things. He's that kind of God. So some days I'm just sitting. And I get up, you know, and wash dishes. I walk to the bathroom, walk to the other bedroom, walk to the office, walk back in the living room, out the back door to the garage, out to the mailbox perhaps, and back in here. That's exercise. I got to do much more of that. I'm learning now early in the morning after my prayer time because I'm setting a special prayer time. And this is the time that I want to pray every morning. And I'm learning to go to YouTube and get my exercise video and just get started. Right after prayer time, right directly after. No drinking, no shake, no nothing, no smoothie, no nothing. Just get it on now. Let's go. Because I got to move my body more. Yeah, I do. Because I've been sitting down. You can lose weight, but you'll see the hanging skin. Well, you want to tone it up. You got to move that body. Yeah. Even in that, see how God is? He loves us in all things that we need. He's a supplier of everything you need. Now, if you just keep sitting down on it, he done brought it to you, and you don't do it, you're going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get any better because he brought it to your attention what you need to do. But if we lazy or if we refuse to do it, then okay then. Yeah. And I was telling myself, look at, I said, you fat, ooh wee. And I held my arm out. I said, ooh wee, you got to tighten that loose skin up because I lost some stuff. I lost a few pounds. So this got to be toned up now. Yeah. And I got those videos, and all I got to do is just watch the video and do what the video tell me to do and move this body. And the best way to move it is early in the morning before you have a coffee, before you have water, before you have anything, move that body and then get full of water. Sometimes we wake up thirsty, so you can drink you some water and go get with your exercise program. And for me, it's fun. I can yell. I can holler. You know, I might do something and I feel a little pain about it. I say, hey, girl, now that right there, that hurting. Now, I can't do that. You know, I'm talking to the video. Having a good time. Then when I got what I really like, I said, okay, now, are you working me now? I said, that's the good work right there. I feel it. You know, all this kind of stuff. God is concerned about the least thing about us. But we must learn to be concerned about the least thing that's about us. The least little thing. Hey, glory. He's able to see us through. But we're going to have crosses to bear. And I can't say being overweight is really my cross because it's not for him. I did all that eating for me. And he talks about gluttonous. He talks about other things. And I made really food, my God. Yes, I did. I love it. Still do. And especially fried things. Don't fried food taste so good? But it's just not good for you all the time. Vegetables. I pulled out cauliflower. I pulled out kale this morning. I got broccoli. And these are the things I'm going to eat. I have fresh fish, fresh cod. And I'm going to put my garlic over it and bake it, you know, with some black pepper. Might throw a little onion over that and things and little red peppers and green peppers and bake it in the oven and go on about my business. Because, see, I started down a good path and jumped off it in a, looked like in a month I was back on my norm. I knowed anything, I done put marinated the peaches and then throw the cake mix over it and pat some butter and baked it to a golden righteous brown. It wasn't a big one, but I did not need that. Sugar start cravings. If you eat a little sugar, it's going to have you to want more sweets. Yeah. So even in all of this, God is teaching me. If you want to do it, you can. If you don't, you don't want to do it, you don't have to. You'll be the one swole up, can't walk, can't move, brain can't think because fat on your brain, blocking your thinking. Yeah, all of this. He gave us some things, but we got to do what he gave us. Yeah, he'll bring it to your attention. He'll have someone to call you and tell you some things. Something to pop up in an email. All kind, you'll see it on Facebook. What you need to do for you, but if we don't pay attention and obey it, it won't work. And then we'll say, the devil done come against me. The devil done gave me. The devil ain't give you that. You gave it to yourself by what you did for yourself. You overate. You ate too many fried things. You ate too many sweet things. You ate too many carbs. Many people have told me, in moderation. I remember back in the day, I was in my 20s. Oh, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't eat that much candy. Mind your business. I bought this. I'm going to have what I want. And I had a saying I used to say, I might die poor, but I won't die hungry. That was foolishness. That was foolishness. Should have been saying, I may die hungry, but I won't die poor. Get up and do something for myself. Yeah, and I don't mean just rich in money, rich in health. And it's not so much about being thick, because I was thick, but I was healthy. I could run, you know, a long time. I could walk a long ways. My thinking was sharp. You know, I was healthy. But the older we get, we have to make some changes because this body been here a while and it will not keep taking the same abuse. that you used to abuse it with, the abuse of food, the abuse of not going to the doctor, you know, taking care of yourself, finding out what's going on with you and everything. It won't keep taking the abuse of not being clean, not having a bath, not having a shower, not washing our hair, because eventually bugs going to come. Eventually those things that get on us every day is going down in our skin. We're going to become sick. So we have to take care of these bodies. God gave us the ability to. And then we can't sit, oh, I'm going through a trial, honey. I'm going through a trial. They done diagnosed me with diabetes. That's no trial. That's you doing wrong. A trial is what we're doing because of God. A trial is when, like Daniel, I'm not going to bow down to this king. On my job, I'm not going to take the job ways. I may have to leave there. But it's for his sake. Because if it was left up to my sake, I would stay and do whatever. But no, God is against this, and I am too. But we're scared. We're fearful. But God needs some bold soldiers. He don't need scary people. He can't all of that. No, he don't need fear because he gave us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And I try to bring sound things here daily. Over on LinkedIn, I had been over there a while. For years, I've been on LinkedIn, and every blue moon, I would do a little something. But in the last couple of months, I've really been over on LinkedIn, and that audience over there has grown. I went yesterday and clicked on a couple of people to join, you know, their network or to join my network. I saw the results. But as we keep on, we continue on. I may fall. You may fall. But get back up. Because God won't leave you down if you want to be up. Well, Lord, I shouldn't have ate that apple pie yesterday, but and I had a whole slice, Lord, when I should have just ate just a little smidgen, a half a teaspoon, just to kill the taste of wanting it. But I went in, you know, full of pledge and ate the whole slice. Forgive me, Lord, and help me. Make up your mind. You gotta keep that mind made up and keep something that you don't go back. Piece of pineapple, a half a banana, a half a apple. And I put a little peanut butter on my banana or a little peanut butter on my apple that make me think I'm getting more. Tricking my body, you see. Make me think I'm having more. Some people say, well, I don't like banana. Well, I don't like peanut butter. Find something that you like. If you like applesauce, use a little applesauce with a little, what this stuff is, cottage cheese. See, I don't like cottage cheese. I'm not eating it. I don't care for it. But I do love an apple with that peanut butter and a piece of banana with that peanut butter. That's what works for me. I learned to get some low-sodium V8 juice. The Lord brought all of this to me early this morning. And chopped celery up because I like the taste of that. Tomatoes and celery. Some people say, oh, she used to drink Bloody Marys. No, I never cared for a Bloody Mary, but I like the taste of the tomato and the celery. And then I'm going to take the V8 juice, low sodium, add some more green vegetables to it, broccoli, parsley, whatever, green, cucumber. And I'm going to make a smoothie out of that. No salt. And all day long, if I want to sip something, I'll sip that. Because, see, I like snacking all day long. And if you snack on the right things all day long, you're going to lose weight. But guess what? I'm snacking on the wrong things. All day long, I am snacking on the wrong thing. See, I don't like it raw. I like raw celery in macaroni salad back in the day, potato salad, something like that. But just the raw celery with the peanut butter or a little bit of pimento cheese, I can't do it. So I prefer to cut it up and blend it up in something, and then I can enjoy it. I still get a little celery taste now, but it's not overpowering. Yeah. And so I'm grateful unto the Lord. I just wanted to share that this morning while you take a sip of your coffee and everything. And today we're going in with Pastor Terry K. Anderson. And his message, I believe it is, What God Think of You. But let me make sure that's the one I got. I saw it earlier this morning. Yeah. What does God think of you? That's the message for today. And I like that boy, Terry K. Anderson. He makes me laugh. And I just enjoy the way God, you know, use him to bring forth messages. And we're thankful, you know, that we can have these preachers around. And I feel like I was on vacation this week because I brought a different, you know, recorded preacher each morning. So that gave me a little bit of rest for myself, you know. And during the morning, I can get some things done that I need to get done. So we thank God for blessing us this morning. And remember, we all have crosses to bear. And we got to bear these crosses. And if it's for God, let's be excited about it. It may not feel good to you, but it is good for you. And so let's get excited. And that's with food. Sugar is not good for me. It's good to me. Yeah. So I have to cut the sugar loose. But our trials, we got to stay and endure. Hallelujah. Praying. Because he's right there. He's right there. Some trials, you can praise your way through it. You begin to praise God. And God will give you the understanding and the wisdom of the trial and bring you right out. Because the praises went up to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're grateful again this morning. Unto him, we appreciate him. We love him. We realize there's none like him. And I want you to notice today, he is on your side. If you're trying, if you're simply trying, God loves you and he's on your side. Yeah, he's for you. And those are trials you're going through. Hallelujah. And they come to make us strong. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for another Thursday morning. Father, we thank you for bringing us all the way this week up until this present time. We thank you for all you've done for us this week. Oh, Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did. None of us left here. We are all still here, and we thank you this morning. And Father, we thank you for your word coming forth. And we ask this morning in the name of Jesus, coming before you first, to help us, Lord, to let us go. Help us to let our flesh go. Help us to let our natural self go. Let it die so you can live. But Father, if you sent your son to suffer and die for us, you won't withhold no good thing from us. And God, nothing is going to happen to us. But the goodness of you, if we can allow this flesh to die so you can live. We want to become a spiritual people today unto you. You're so worthy. But Father, so many are afraid if they let the flesh go, they let something great go, but there's no good thing in our flesh. And Father, I come this morning asking you to help the minds of the people. You've spoken. And Lord, even while you're speaking, they're still saying what they're saying to them, what they believe while you're speaking. Help them today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You bring a word so that they can get better. You bring a word so that we can heal, so that we can get better. And Father, many days we reject what you say because we want to do it the way we think it should be done. Help our unbelief this morning. Fix our hearts and regulate our minds. Fix us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of all our sins and wrongdoings today. Father, though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness and give us a clean heart this day and renew the right spirit within us. And help us today, God, don't be on the surface. But Lord, help us to get deep down in and realize what we've done. And help us, Lord, to repent. Help us to get it right. Help us to apologize if we have to. Help today. in the name of Jesus. Every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast as well, our brothers and sisters overseas as well, Israel and Jerusalem as well, today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you would bless this morning. Bless us with the wisdom of you. Bless us with the understanding, the knowledge, and the wisdom of you. Father, show us what to do. We stand in the need of knowing. We want to do it according to your will, not according to our will. Help us today, Lord. We need you. We can't do it without you. For without you, we can do nothing. Help us to make up our mind. Give us the right spirit to make up our minds to stay with you and to obey you and to bear our crosses. Help us not to grumble and complain and murmur. Lord, move today in our hearts and in our minds in the name of Jesus. Oh, we need you, Lord. We need you. We need you today. Father, help us to take our eyes off the world and put our eyes on heaven. Help us to remember you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You're going to be with us until the end. For the time is winding up. Father, you're truly coming back looking for your church, and we're that church. We want to be ready. We want to be prepared to go. And all of these things that you're sharing with us, you're teaching us, you're telling us, is to prepare us for your return. And Father, we can't go back with you in the natural. We must be a spiritual people. Help us today. Apostle Paul, Father, he said in your word that he was going to show us a mystery, that we all would be changed in the twinkling of an eye. But Lord, we must have you in us. We must be prepared to go when you come. Help us this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you glory this morning. We give you honor. We give you praise. We appreciate you. We love you today. For Father, there's none like you. You're Almighty God who have all power. You're deserving this morning. You deserve it all. And we thank you today. I bring your people before you this morning, Father, asking that you would bless them. Bless the need in their lives. Bless their heart's desire. Bring it forth for them in the name of Jesus. Father, anybody that got any addiction or anything that they don't want, I ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would take the desire of their addiction from them today in the name of Jesus. Show them your power, Father. Show them your love today like never before in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. But Father, we are not just a prosperity people. We're not just a materialistic people, but we are spiritual people desiring of your spirit in us in the name of Jesus. Ask this morning those who have not received the Holy Ghost that, Father, you would fill them today. Lord, I move my hand as a contact of laying hands on them to receive your spirit today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that, Father, they would obey your spirit. Allow your spirit to lead and guide them into all truth, into all things that's needed in the name of Jesus, because we need you. We need to do it your way. We need to do what you say today in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless this morning, Father, as only you can do. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Are you real people? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's looking for what's real. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing on the surface. Nothing to just receive from him and half-heartedly give back to him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us today. Help us to be yours. 100%, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are sick this morning, I ask that you would touch and heal. And Lord, those that wrongdoings are causing illness, God, I ask that you would show it to them that they can heal in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated and their families. Strengthen their family today. Bless those that are in every branch of the military. and strengthen their family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We have not because we ask not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless widows this morning and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people. Father, preachers preaching in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, this morning we ask that you would bless Israel, strengthen Israel today. Loose your protecting angels, oh God, to stand wide and people from all hurt, harm, or danger. Do the same for Jerusalem this morning. Prosper Jerusalem, oh God. Strengthen Jerusalem this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We bring our brothers and sisters overseas before you. Ask that you would bless this day. Move for them. Open their spiritual eyes that they can see you move. Encourage them today, Father. Inspire them the more in you this day. In the name of Jesus. We're asking this morning, Father, that you would bless America. Continue, oh God. Continue to have mercy and let your grace abound for us. And Father, forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings against you. Father, for we know not what we're doing. Have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that even in the leadership, anything there that's not of you, we touch and agree and ask that you would remove it from the leadership of America. Anything that's not Jesus, move it, Father. Anything that's not your will, move it today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And Father, we give you the praise. We bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming our way today. All anything that's not Jesus coming our way, we bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit for your people, Father. In the name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Anderson and bless his family today, oh God. You know what they're standing in need of. And Father, you know what they need. Move spiritually, physically, Father, in the name of Jesus. All for the family. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. There's none like him. None like him. We're going to one song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with Pastor Terry K. Anderson today, and what does God think of you? That's the message of this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I may not play the song all the way through this morning, but I pray we have hear a large portion of it, and I love it. I love it. I love this song. I can find it this morning. thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, God, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. What you're going to do. What you've done already. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, you know that song is right in here. Right in here. All right, all right, all right. Well, let's go to another one. It's okay.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, our God have a purpose and a plan. And I want you to know today he is returning. And the problem for us is this, and it shouldn't be, because we prepare daily. We're preparing daily for his return. But we don't know the day nor the hour when he will return. And we thinking we got time, and we don't. This is not to choose your natural flesh, yourself, over God and your thinking even. It's time to surrender your heart, your mind, your everything unto him. Know for yourself today. Go to him for yourself. Go to him asking for what you need today, because you have not, because you ask not, and it's not concerning materialistic things. It's concerning spiritual things. Spiritual things. I've heard him say he's on his way back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he want to come and bless us. He want to take us up out of all of this. Yeah, he want to remove us from the foolishness, all the stress and strain and heartaches and pain. He want to remove us. Yeah, because many of us, we're concerned about abuse. We're concerned about who's not eating. We're concerned about who don't have a roof over their head. We're concerned about the medical profession and what they're giving people in medications, not just this vaccine stuff, but diabetes medication, high blood pressure. Man is not perfect. He cannot get it right. He can only do so much to help man. God is the one that have the solution to every problem. He's the one with the solution to diabetes. He's the one with the solution to high blood pressure. Stop eating what you shouldn't. Exercise more. Drink more water. Get off the sodas. Get off the this. God is preparing us for some things. If we have a spiritual ear to hear from him today, and stop hearing from yourself. We talked about that yesterday. God speaking. But you won't hear God, you can only hear you. Ask him what that means if you don't understand what it means. Ask the Father, say, Lord, Sister Barbara said to stop listening to me when you're speaking. What does that mean, Lord? Show me so that I can obey it, because I don't want to be thinking in me and hearing me when you're moving. And I'm thinking it's Barbara talking. But it's you speaking through her mouth. And I don't have the discernment to know that that's you speaking. Lord, help me today. Help me today. Because what God brings is to bless us. What he's bringing is to prepare us. Yeah. I want to sleep knowing I'm ready, that when he called my name, I'm ready. I want to sleep out of here knowing I've done all I could to get it right with him, that when he called my name, I'm going to get up incorruptible. I'm going to get up with a new body. Apostle Paul said we all will be changed in the twinkling, my goodness, I'm dying, in the twinkling of an eye. I will no longer look this way. I will no longer be this way. Hey, I got a glorified body now. Y'all know what that means? Ow! Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I want to go through the door. I just go through it. No knob. I don't need a knob because I'm not going to turn there. Just go through it. I want to go through the wall. Just go through the wall. Yeah. I'm grateful unto him this morning. And I thank him because not only he hear the prayers, but he asked. They tried to make me real concerned, over-concerned about Israel and Jerusalem. I've been praying for them every day. I've been praying for them. I didn't just start praying for Israel and Jerusalem. You're not going to make me fearful for them, because these are God's people. God's people, he's going to take care of them. Nobody's going to trick me into believing that no power is going to overtake Israel or Jerusalem. No, sir, and no, ma'am. I don't care what you think. So much evil going on, so much hatred and prejudice, they call it. That's not God. That's that evil spirit, the devil. And we got to wake up, people. We have to wake up and get with God for real. Come out of the seeking stuff and things and get into seeking the spirit of God. Get into seeking his word. I'm telling you this morning, in many cases, warning comes before destruction. Well, it always does. Warning comes before destruction. So God has given us fair warning. I'm going to set a new time for myself to pray in the morning before I do anything else. Then I can get off into my daily, whatever it is, routine now of working out or whatever I'm going to do. Yeah. I remember a while back, I was started on this thing, and I was telling Brother Spencer, I said, hey, I'm losing weight. I said, Brother Spencer, I'm about to be fine around here. He said, you was always fine. I said, Brother Spencer, don't play with me. Quit playing. You play too much, in other words, because no, sir, that's not where we are. But I'm getting healthier. Not just to live longer, but I want to feel better. I want to do more because I believe more is coming my way to do. And I want to be ready. Yeah. Ask the Lord to help us to number our days. Yeah, Lord, help us or help me to number my days. Don't let me spend my time here foolishly, but let me spend my time wisely and show me the wise way to spend my time in your earth that you made. Yeah, John said, we need you to heal this world you made. So, Lord, help me to do what's right in the earth that you made, your earth. For the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Somebody around here. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I had a Pastor Lewis Williams, Household of Faith Church in Jacksonville. They located over on Edgewood. And the Lord sent me out of there. But I thank God for Lewis Williams. I really do. Because Lewis taught me some things. You hear me? And I used to be so proud of his preaching, I used to invite people to come. And you know, it was the flesh now. It was the flesh because I wasn't really, you know, filled with nothing just yet. And so I would bring people over. And when he would be preaching, I'm telling you, he's preaching the truth now. It's no joke. And I would look at my guests and they look at me. Oh, boy, I just thought I was just all of that. Yeah. And after church, you know, I would get with my guests. Y'all come on to the house for dinner because I want to talk to them about how good Lewis can preach. Yeah. But I thank God for many things God used him to teach. Yeah. And so I'm grateful unto the Lord today for Lewis Williams. Yeah, I wanted to throw that in there this morning. So listen, we're going in with Pastor Terry K. Anderson and his message, What Does God Think of You? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Revival evening. Open your Bibles with me to the prophecy of Jeremiah at chapter number 29. Jeremiah at chapter 29, verse number 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 reads, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Thank you. You may be seated. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to talk tonight from this subject. What does God think of you? What does God think of you? You already know what your enemies think.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what President Trump thinks. You already know what the Republican Party thinks.
Uh-huh.
You already know what your friends and what your neighbors think. But you need to know tonight what God thinks of you. Because if you aren't careful, beloved, you will allow other people's definitions and designations of you to determine who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, people will tell you who they think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And who they think you are never really measures up to who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So what does God think of you? I mentioned to our church the other week that if anybody ought to give God praise, if any social group, if any ethnic distinction, if any cultural class ought to give God praise, it ought to be African American. I don't know what has happened to us. That we have gotten away from shouting and giving God praise. We've even gotten away from coming to church on Sunday morning. I was telling the leaders at our church that I'm almost at the place where I'm about to stop us from streaming live, because Negroes want to stay in the bed on Sunday morning and watch church in their pajamas. I don't know anything about Jacob's Chapel, but at Lily Grove, I think they would take the Lord's Supper online if it was possible. They would really take the Lord's Supper online, because we are so lazy, and social media and all of this stuff has gotten us this Twitter and Instagram and all of that, and Facebook and all of that nonsense. Why don't you get off of Facebook and put your face in a book and get up on Sunday morning and make the effort? It's not a sacrifice. It's a privilege to get up on Sunday morning and make your way to the house of God, because all that God has done for us, all that God is doing in and through us, if anybody ought to give God praise, it ought to be black people. Brothers and sisters, I wish we could get back to those days. I know they're long gone, but I wish we could get back to those days where people didn't mind getting up on Sunday morning or on a Wednesday night and coming giving God their best praise. I can still see those old sisters now, Sister Ella Darby and Sister Annie Cross, sitting down in what they called the Amen Corner. You remember those old ladies back then? They would tie a knot in their stocking at their knee, and they'd put their money in their coin purse. And when it got time for the offering, they would go into First National Bank and get their offering and put it on the table. And then when my pastor would start preaching, they would throw their purse at him, and they would shout, because God had been so good to them. And now here we are with two cars in the garage, opportunity that they never had. God has blessed us more than we could ever imagine. We have traveled more accidentally than they have traveled on purpose. And all that God has done for us, we still don't give God the praise he rightfully deserves. I can still see them. Down in Louisiana where I was born, they were demeaned, they were degraded, epithets of condescension hurled at them as if it were ordinary language. They were called nigger and gal, uncle and boy. My great-grandmother died 1 week before she turned 100 years old, and white children that she raised called her by her first name. They had to get off the sidewalk and tip their hats They were chauffeurs and cooks, domestics and babysitters, housekeepers and gardeners. They were nobody Monday through Saturday. But on Sunday morning, they were brother so-and-so and sister so, and a strange dignity caught them and a sense of grandeur overwhelmed them. And they didn't have much, but they had good religion. They knew how to give God praise. They knew how to give God glory. And here we are with more than they could have ever imagined. God has been good to us beyond what we will ever deserve, and we still don't give God the praise he rightfully deserves.
All right.
I wish I had three or four people in here who know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side.
Yes,
I need somebody here. The Lord paid your bills. The Lord made your enemy your footstool. The Lord put food on your table. The Lord opened doors that were closing. I know the plans that I have for you.
Oh, yeah.
Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope.
Yes, sir.
And a future. God's plan for you. What is God's plan for you? What does God think of you? What is God's opinion of you? How does God esteem you? How does God look at you? Doesn't matter how somebody else looks at you. How does God look at you? Does not matter what somebody else thinks of you. What does God think of you? What does it matter who likes you and who does not like you? What does God think of you? What does it matter who's on your side and who's not on your side? If God be for us, who can be against us? Fret not yourself. I wish I had a Bible reader. Because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. They shall soon be cut off like grass, and they shall wither like the green. The Lord is my light. Come on, you can help me say it. And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, just before they got to me, they stumbled and they fell. Though a host should encamp against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Here it is. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. What does God think of you? I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. What does God think of you? Growing up again in my house where I was born and raised, my mother and father, there were 10 children in our family, 8 boys and 2 girls. And all of my brothers were athletes. They were strong and strapping, handsome and good looking. All of them lettered in sports. They played football and basketball. They ran track, and they were swimmers. My second oldest brother was almost drafted by the Baltimore Orioles. And my oldest brother was a Navy SEAL, and my other brothers had gone to the military. They were all strong and handsome, and they had all the girls' numbers, and they had sweaters with letters on them and jackets with letters on them. And I wanted a sweater with a letter on it and a jacket with a letter on it. But my legs looked like they're on the wrong side. I don't wear short pants because my legs look like they're on the wrong side. I'm not athletic. I'm not built. I couldn't run. I couldn't play football or basketball or run track or swim or do any of that. I got a pool in my backyard, and I still don't swim because I'm afraid of drowning. I don't even take a bath because I don't want to slip and fall and drown in the bathtub. I just take a shower. I wasn't like any of them. I couldn't do anything that they could do. And for all of my life, there was this stigma that the Anderson boys could do all of this. And Terry was a cheerleader. I couldn't run. I couldn't jump. I couldn't play basketball. All I could do was holler for them when they were doing it. And I never did any of those things because I had an affinity for books, for words, for reading, and Shakespeare and Voltaire. I never could work with my hands. I couldn't build anything. My brothers were all good with everything they did. They were strong at it and good at it. And my daddy told my mama one day, we're going to have to take care of that boy the rest of his life. He ain't going to amount to much. He's a good boy, but he's not going to amount to much. And my mother saw how that crushed my spirit. And my mama looked at me and looked at my daddy and said, don't listen to anything that fool says. Because he wasn't nothing either when he was growing up. She said, a real man is not measured from his neck down. A real man is measured from his neck up. She said, a real man is not about muscles because a baboon has muscle.
All right.
She said, a real man takes care of his family. A real man looks out for his wife and his children. A real man goes to work every day. A real man loves God and goes to church. That's what makes a real man. And my father never understood what God was doing in my life until I started preaching. And then he realized why I had an affinity for words and books and was always reading and learning. And all my other brothers who were swimmers and ran track and played football and basketball, now they all got off riders and their knees gone. They all tore up from the floor up. And all the girls who wanted them, now they looking at me. And then I tell them, back then you didn't want me.
Now hot, y'all. Oh, my God.
Now I'm hot. Come on, get your mind back in church now. I'm trying to get the back of this. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
Yes, sir.
Plans to give you a hope and a future. Do not ever let anybody put the light of your potential under the bushel of their expectation. Because you will live your entire life trying to please people. Now let me say it again. What does it matter who likes you and who does not like you? You need to get so comfortable in your own skin that you call yourself from your house phone to your cell phone. And tell yourself on your house phone from your cell phone, girl, you sure look good today. Take yourself to the movies. Take yourself to lunch. Pat your own self on the back. If God be for us,
yes, sir.
Have I got a witness here? Who can be against us? Love yourself because you are made in the image and the likeness of God. What does God think of you? He tells us right here in this text. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and the future. God's thoughts about you tonight, brothers and sisters, the thoughts that God has for you are, first of all, individual.
Mm-hmm.
God thought enough of you to make you, you. And there is nobody in Tallahassee, Florida, who can beat you being you. You are the best you that has ever been born. And there will never be another you, no matter how long this world lasts. God thought enough of you to give you your own set of fingerprints, so that even if you are an identical twin, you don't have the same fingerprints. God loves you. You are shaped and formed in the image and the likeness of God. As a matter of fact, he tells Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew you. I formed you. I made you in your mother's womb. And the Lord is telling somebody here tonight, you are not an accident. God made you on purpose. And it does not matter who does not love you. God loves you. It does not matter who does not want to be around you. God wants your company. Because God thought enough of you to make you, you. Individually. Stop trying to be like somebody else. Stop lowering your dignity to get some man to like you.
All right.
Or to get some woman to love you. If I got to give up being me to be accepted by you, go on about your business. Because I'm content being
yes, sir.
Me.
Yes, sir.
I don't know anybody's company I enjoy more than my own.
Oh, talk about it.
That might sound selfish. That might sound crazy to you. But my mother had a hard time punishing me when I was a child. Because whatever punishment she gave to me, I turned it into a game. If she would put me on my knees, I would act like I was praying.
Mm-hmm.
If she'd whip me, I'd say, well, she ain't going to kill me. Or if she'd make me go to bed without eating, I'd say, well, I wasn't hungry anyway. Mm-hmm. Wherever she put me, I was satisfied. And I've grown up like that. That's just the way I am right now. Paul said, I've learned. In whatsoever state I'm in, to be content. I wish I had a witness here. You need to get content with the fact that God has made you who you are, and everybody is not going to like you. Everybody is not going to appreciate your humor. They're not going to appreciate your personality. They're not going to appreciate your voice, your hair, your nose, your skin. But God didn't make you for them. God made you for you to enjoy him forever. And when you know you are individually loved and acknowledged by God, it frees you from trying to get other people's approval. Stop being addicted to likes on Facebook. You spend an inordinate amount of time. I can tell by looking at you. You spend an awful lot of time posing, taking a selfie of yourself and posting it, and then put your phone down to wait and see how many likes you get. And then you don't like that pose, so you, it's something on your camera, you can fix the pose and fix your face and make you look, you know. Don't you get excited about these Facebook posts of people, because they don't look like that when they first wake up.
Mm-hmm.
No, they've done a whole lot to make themselves look like something that they're not, because we are addicted to likes, and we spend so much time looking at our phone to see who approves of us and who's enjoying us and who's liking us. I want to encourage you tonight to be so individual that you walk with your head in the clouds and move like you're listening to some music that nobody can hear but you. Because God loves you so much that if nobody in this city loves you, somebody in heaven loves you. If nobody in your family loves you, God loves you. And God made you an individual. Not only, brothers and sisters, is God's knowledge of us individual, God's knowledge of us, secondly, is also intimate. The Gospel of Matthew says, the hairs of your head have been numbered. God has numbered the very hairs on your head. And every time you comb your hair, some hair comes out. Which means God got to start counting all over again. Which means if God takes the time to count numbers of hairs on your head, don't you think God loves you enough to know when you're in trouble?
Come on.
When your heart is breaking, when your spirit is low, when people are talking about you, when your enemy is designing a trap for you, when the devil is devising a scheme to trip you up, God already knows that because he knows everything there is to know about you intimately. And so since God knows you intimately and individually, God will never let your enemy slip up on you.
Come on.
Somebody ought to help me testify that God not only will show you where the trap is, but he'll lead you around it. And the one who designed it will fall in it instead of you. He'll prepare a table before you. I wish I had a Bible reader. In the presence of your enemies, and all they can do is stand back and watch God feed you. God will make a way out of no way. I've seen God put down enemies and raise up friends. I've seen God get me out of some stuff I got myself in. And when I came out of it on the other side, I didn't act like I made it on my own. I gave God the glory. Oh, brothers and sisters, there are some decisions I wish I hadn't made. There are some wrong roads I wish I hadn't traveled. There's some stuff I said I wish I could take back. There's some skeletons in my closet that if I opened the door right now, every last one of them would fall out. And you'd be embarrassed to listen to me preach. But grace, I wish I had some noise here. Mercy, forgiveness, he looked beyond my faults. I wish I had a witness here tonight. God knows my down sitting and my uprise. He knows my thoughts even before I think them. There's not a word in my tongue, the Bible says, that he doesn't know them altogether. Psalm 139 says, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the earth, even there shall God's hand hold me. There's no place that I can go that's outside his protecting presence.
Hallelujah.
And since God is looking out for me, since God's plans for me are individual and intimate, brothers and sisters, God's plans for you and God's plans for each and every one of us in here tonight is so individual and intimate that we've got to shout over the fact that they are infinite. He's not through with you. I said he's not through with you. Every storm that you have to go through is developing you into what God won't have you to be. Every situation that arises in your life, God is using it to bring you to your desired destination. We know the scripture says that all things work together for good to them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. God is working it out. I said, God is working it out. It may not make sense. It may not look like it's going to work out. It may look crazy from the beginning, but God knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. God says, I know the plans that I have for you, and my plans for you are to prosper you and not harm you. Now, don't get God's prospering mixed up with prosperity. Don't let these fortune prophets on television tell you that a miracle a day keeps the devil away. And all you need is faith in God and some water from the Jordan River and a prayer cloth from Bishop so-and-so, and all your problems are going to automatically be wiped out. No, I've come to tell you tonight, Jacob's Chapel, that in this world you will have tribulation.
Yes, sir.
Job said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days, and those days are full of trouble.
Oh.
He continues not in one state. Every time you turn around, it's always going to be something. If it ain't one thing, it's going to be another.
Mm-hmm.
But God is using all of those experiences to bring you to where he wants you to be, but you have to be patient with the process.
Yes, sir.
Now listen to me, beloved. All of us thank God for protection. And all of us thank God for provision. But our problem is process. We don't like what we have to go through to get to where God wants to bring us. Because in this age of instant this and instant that, instant grits and Instagram and instant oatmeal, and you got this little person who talks to you on your phone to tell you where to go and where to turn, and everything is convenient. So we think that life ought to just work out like Siri on your telephone.
Mm-hmm.
But God in his sovereignty doesn't tell us everything. He leaves some mystery to himself. And those of us who are believers need to recognize that a mystery is not that about which you cannot know anything. A mystery is that about which you cannot know everything. And so since God will not tell us everything, you got to walk by faith. You got to come in church broke and act like you got money. You got to come in church with your head up even though your heart is breaking. Somebody ought to help me preach tonight. You got to get in this house and give God glory like it's your last time, because you can't ever let your enemy know where you're in pain, because they will hit you in that spot over and over and over again.
And yes, sir. Preach it, sir.
Brothers and sisters, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God will make a way for you. God will make what is impossible possible. God will turn the battle in your favor. It may look like things are not going to work out your way. It may look like God's plans for you have been sidetracked by the devil. But the devil can't stop what God has for you. You will come up on some people, particularly in ministry and in church work. You're going to come up on some people who used to run with you and used to love you. But when life turns on you, you find out who your real friends are. You really find out who loves you when life becomes difficult. But brothers and sisters, when you know God for yourself, when you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, when you love God with your whole heart, God's plans for you will never be thwarted, and God is always up to something in your life. I know it looks bad for you right now. I know it looks like you're not going to ever be able to turn over, but God will make a way for you. I need some witnesses in this house tonight who can help me testify that God knows what you're up against. God knows what's going on in your life, and he's not going to let the devil have the upper hand. He's going to make a way for you, I tell you. He will provide for you just like he provided for Daniel in the lion's den. just like he provided for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Just like he provided for Paul and Silas in the Philippian jail. Just like he provided for Jesus when he was on the cross. He will provide for you tonight here in the Jacob's Chapel Church. I need somebody whose back is almost against the wall to help me testify tonight that God will see to it that just before your back touches the wall, God will step in and make a way out of no way. I need a witness here tonight who's been down to your last dime, and the Lord stepped in right on time. He paid your rent for you. He paid your bills for you. He helped you raise your children by yourself. When somebody walks out of your life, wait for God to walk in your life. When God closes a door, he's getting ready to open a window. Is there anybody here? No, God has some plans for you. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I wish I had a witness here. Isaiah in chapter 40, I wish I had one or two more Bible readers, says, has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Father, the Creator of the ends of the earth, there's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Come on, you can help me preach it. Even the youth shall faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings just like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. God will work it out. God will make a way. God will see you through. God will bring you out. God will pick you up. God will turn you around. God will place your feet on solid ground. Is there anybody here ever seen God do it? Is there anybody here ever had God work it out for you? Is there anybody here ever watched God make a way for you? Why don't you hug somebody? Why don't you encourage somebody? Tell them whatever you're going through, whatever your situation is, come on, use your preaching voice. Tell them, be not dismayed, whatever be tired, God will take care of you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Well, maybe you don't know who he is, so let me tell you about him a minute. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in a time of storm. He's a friend when you're friendless, bread when you're hungry, water when you're thirsty. Y'all know him, don't you? He's Adam's redeemer. He's Abel's vindicator. He's Abraham's sacrifice. He's Noah's ark. He's Moses' bush on fire. He's God's only son. He's Mary's baby boy. He's a bridge over troubled water. I wish I had a witness here. Won't he do it? Won't he come through? Won't he make a way out of no way? Say, yeah! Yeah, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Have you tried him? Why don't you hug somebody, shake somebody's hand, tell them I tried him. I tried him. I tried him for myself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Earth to God, come in God, I know you're there, hearing our prayers wherever you are. We need you now, to send your love down. Take away the pain in your holy name, we ask this now. We need your love. We need your love to heal the world you made. And save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace. Earth to God, we're holding on, but not for long. Can you pull us all close? The Holy Ghost and keep us strong.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What does God think of you? He read us the scripture. He read us Jeremiah 29 and 11. And this is what it says in the King James Version of the Bible. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, that's what his word says. Yeah, he don't have no bad thoughts towards us. He didn't come to kill us. He didn't come to make us suffer. He didn't come to destroy us, but he come that we might have life and have it more abundant. And he's going to bring us peace, not evil, and give us an expected end. Yeah, but there are some things we must do. Number one, we got to stay with him. And we can't let our thoughts control us and run us, because our thoughts would tell us some crazy stuff. See, and we'll lean to our own understanding. We'll be wise in our own eyes. We can't do that. Don't do that. Make it stop. Tell it to stop. Bind it up. Yeah, rebuke it. Oh, no, I'm not thinking that way. Not today and no other day. Jesus come that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I may not be special to nobody else, but I am some kind of special to him. He sent his son to Calvary for me. He sent his son to suffer. He gave his son for me. I'm a part of that. God so loved the world. I am a part of that, that he gave his only begotten son, that if I believe on him, I won't perish, but have everlasting life. So if he did that, truly he gonna bless me. This too shall pass. If he did that for me, he going to give me a house. If he did that for me, I'm going to get a car. If he did that for me, I'm going to get a better job and a better paying job. If he did that for me, my children going to turn around. I know they're going astray, but they're going to turn around. But I got to believe it. I got to put the word to it. And I got to stand on this word while it's working. And after standing on it, I'm going to stand some more because it's working. Because what he sent his word out to do, it's going to do what he said. It won't return to him void. But I got to believe this thing because I need it. I got to believe healing is happening in my body because I need to be healed. Lord, I may have done some things to cause the illness, but you're going to bring healing my way. You're going to tell me what to stop doing that's going to continue to cause sickness in my body. Help me today, Lord Jesus. I believe. I believe your word. I'm standing on your word. God, I'm standing on everything. I'm believing everything. I got faith. I'm going to activate my faith. I'm using faith for everything. And I'm not just going to use faith for small things. I'm not going to use my faith just for small things, because I serve a big God. Yeah, I want a 500 million. I'm going to believe the big God to bring forth 500 million for me. Show me what to do, God. If I need to do something so that I can get the 500 million, show me what to do, because he's not going to show me anything illegal to do to get it. I just got to believe, y'all. I just got to believe God. For again, the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Do we really believe this earth belongs to God? Do we really believe God loves us? Do we really believe he's on our side? Do we really believe if he's for us, he's more than the whole world against us? Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him this morning. Almighty God, who have all the power. There's no higher power today. I'm excited right there. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm going to do roll call this morning because it's been a couple of mornings and I didn't get to it. And I had time, but I just didn't do roll call. So this morning I want to do roll call and speak blessings on everybody. And I thank God for each of you. And I encourage you today because you're somebody special. I promise you that. Yeah, you are some kind of blessed. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. And good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Simone. I've been calling her Samoa. It's Simone. Yeah. Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Bernella, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Congresswoman Corey Bush, Sister Jared, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluka, Sister Kim Hopps, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and Apostle Boatwright. Good morning to you, the main man holding that chat room down, Brother Louis. Good morning to you, sir. Good morning to you, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother Mike in Orlando, Pastor Herring, Pastor Brown, and Brother George West Perry. I saw him earlier. He listened in the chat room a while, and I'm assuming he had to go. And Brother Mike Hopps and Brother Coleman, good morning to you. God bless you. Thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for you today, praying for you. And we praying that God will make things better than they already are. Not that they're bad with you, but that God will always increase you, always bless you. Hallelujah. Work miracles in your life. Because that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning that what he think of us is important. And I know sometimes people have said bad things to you to hurt your feelings, to make you feel bad, to make you feel down, to make you feel like you're not nothing. Oh, they better than you. But let me tell you something today. Greater is he that lives within you than he that is in the world. You are some kind of special to Almighty God who have all the power. And not only that, today he made you special. There's only one of you. He thought so much of you that he made you unique. Hallelujah. And you know what, Brother Louis, is just so strange. Good morning to you, Brother Frank. It's so strange, Brother Louis. You said that I was waiting for something because guess who just pressed that number one? Brother Frank. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to you and Brother Louis and all the group, everybody. Good morning. Good morning.
Man.
Good to be back this morning. It's a great day in this world today, and I thank God for it. It's good to be here. Y'all, you having a great day. I was just listening to the pastor this morning. You definitely send that to me so I can open it up and listen to it again. I don't talk cell phone to call yourself. That's all right. God bless you this morning.
Amen.
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 I said, good to hear your voice today, Brother Frank. I saw you down in the studio every morning. I see your number down there. I said, Brother Frank, chilling today. He's just taking it easy. But I know you have some things that you're putting together and everything like that. But we thank God any morning we can hear your voice. Sister Sion said, good morning, Brother Frank. Love you.
Say good morning, Sister Sion. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, because we wait to hear from you. You know, we know that you're busy and things like that. But when you can and you call in and say something, it makes our day. It makes our day.
Amen.
Brother.
Good, dear. Good. Today I don't have to leave out as early, but they're getting all my appointments in and everything, and I was just listening to you about what you can do and shouldn't do and how you can do it and everything, which is really good. But yes, but this morning I said, I got a little time here now. I can holler because I don't have my little phone to do the text that they gave me. So I said, well, let me take good morning and everything to let them know that, hey, I'm over here. I'm over here.
All right. Yes, that's a
Amen.
Good thing. Good thing to let them hear from you at least every now and then. Say something. Let me hear that.
Yes,
voice.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I remember when you first started coming back way back in the day, the women used to be after me. Who was that? Ooh, listen to that voice. This and that. I said, I got to tell y'all ladies this. He's not no foolishness now. You can't come to him with no foolishness. He's not that kind of a guy. Oh, yeah, but that voice and this and that. And when we would hear you speak in the morning, they would be messaging me, you know, behind the scenes, laughing and everything. I said, You would bring something with substance to it, you know, no foolishness. And they got to see. And so we thank
Amen.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we thank God for you again this morning. Thank God for the great memories even, you know, things he's used you to do. And many mornings we came here, I remember Brother Ron used to come. And yeah, just have a good time in the Lord.
And yes. I've been on all of them. We used to, Brother Ron used to be going to that place called Job. Sister Gloria, my goodness.
Yes, Brother.
Back in the, yes. Brother Pedro, my goodness. Yes.
Louis was right there, Brother Frank. He was right there with all of us.
Oh, yes, Brother Louis. Back in the day, and then, what's his name? Apostle Timberlake, the haters. Remember him? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yes, I remember. I met so many people on your line, and some of them still get a chance to speak back and forth, too.
And
one day I was telling somebody, I said, well, no. I said, go over to Jesus in the morning. He said, who? I said, Jesus in the morning. I said, go there. It's Benjamin Mack. She over there? I said, if you don't get nothing out of it, you'll never have to listen to another prayer line or a program the rest of your life. And I tell people, and they come in, and I know they be coming in because when I be talking to them at times, and they say, well, oh, yeah. I say, oh, yeah, you been over there. You just ain't saying nothing. I say, but she won't make you say anything. I say, but if you push that number one and go in and say hi, I say, I used to have my sister and them was over there. And I know her son, you know, Cora's son, he said he going to listen in sometime. And he probably does.
Amen.
But he doesn't say anything. But but throughout the years, Jesus in the Morning has been my inspiration because when I was doing things and trying to get things done, I'd say, well, no, I got to hear Jesus in the Morning, then I'd be able to do what I have to do and get it done. And I had my buddy, he was down in Ocala before he went on home to be with the Lord. And I said, man, you got to listen in. I said, just listen in one time. He said, soon I get this book, Frank, I get this book done, I'll do it. Because he was on LinkedIn and one of those other programs. And he would call back and forth telling me, say, I almost got the book. And he finished his book. But then pretty soon with that, he was gone. But it's all good. But anyway, anyway, it's all good. I love you. And I know that it is so wonderful to be here this morning. It's a blessing. And you can mute me now so I can be started trying to get ready because they picks me up on time. And that's for sure. Amen. And keep me up in prayer. And my niece, who we was praying for, I forgot to tell you, she went through her operation, and she's recovering wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's praise report. She's actually, she went in a major operation and was in a couple of days, and she, so far she's still recovering. And she's coming along very well. To God be all the glory.
Yes, we thank him. We thank him today. And, yeah, we keep you lifted up in prayer, Brother Frank. And I will be sending that to you shortly, sending you today's message so that you can take a listen. And I'm working on some things, too, that if you don't want the whole show, you just want the preaching to the end of the preaching, I'm working on something that I can send you that link for everybody.
Yeah, that'll work.
Then that way you got to go through the 2 hours. You know, you can just go through 50-something minutes, 30-something minutes, whatever he preach or she preach, and we go from there. God is good. God is good because it's the word. We need that word today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything going to happen in this word. Go ahead, Frank.
I listen now. I've been listening to you too now. Don't cut me short.
All right. No problem.
I'll be over here sometimes. I'll be cracking up. I say, boy, look at her. She on today. That's yes, she sir. On the day. I don't know who done crossed her path, but she on the day. Boy, you don't know. I gauge my day by listening to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. God is faithful. God is faithful. And we thank him. We thank him this day. Yes, Lord. None like him. None like him. Yeah, Brother Lewis, I've been wondering about Frank. Yeah, I knew he was busy, but I would see that 702 or I see that other number down in the studio. And so I know he was listening. You know what I'm saying? He just didn't say nothing. Uh-huh. But he was here, Brother Lewis. So had I not seen that number in a while, you know, I was calling, texting, emailing. I'm doing it all. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes. I got to find out some information. I heard from Brother Frank in a minute. Apostle Peoples in a minute. I'm going to have to check this out right here thoroughly. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, God is faithful today. And we thank God again for you, Brother Frank. And again, we're praying for you. And I know God made some promises, and he's going to fulfill his promises. It's in his perfect timing. And so we just thank him and give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, all right, I'll mute your mic. And I got one more request to go to this morning. And I'm going to mute your mic, Brother Frank.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I knew eventually he'll come in there and say something, eventually. And so we just thank God for him this morning. And after I played the one song, then I was able to go back in there and find the song I wanted to play. But that first one with Leandria, that was the one for us. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. So let's go to this one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I almost
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Ty Tribbett, and he turned it. He said he turned all of this into dancing for him. He turned, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because I tell you, when you see what God has done, sometimes you can't help but pick your feet up and put them down in the praise. Oh, yeah, 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 I danced before him. Even in the house here, I danced before him because he's worthy. And the things that he does, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, nobody but him. Nobody but him. He's the only one that can do it for us. And so we thank him this morning. We give him the glory. We give God honor. And we give God the praise. And we're just grateful unto him. I wanted to share this morning as well. We have new t-shirts. The last Jesus in the Morning t-shirts, we did them in black and they were white. And I like to stay with the white t-shirt because they like to charge you $20 and all of that. And for 2X, well, 3X, let's say 3X, 4X, 5X, they want to charge you $20, even on a white t-shirt. Now, this does not make sense to me. And a t-shirt may cost $8, but now, come on now, just to iron a logo on it, it's not taking that long, and they're just robbing people in certain ways. And they want you to buy bulk. And see, sometimes you don't have bulk. Yeah, I had people to order t-shirts, was it yesterday or the day before, and he got three, and he's giving one of the three away. He planted a seed on all three of the shirts that he bought. He planted a seed, you know, that it'll come back to him. And so I'm getting them in white again. And I'm praying about this because the Lord showed me something this morning. We may be able to get some color t-shirts later on. And these will be the new t-shirts. But today the new t-shirts are in white with the blue logo that's on the mug, on the Jesus in the Morning coffee mug. So we're using that and then putting a number 619-639-4609 under that so people can call in. And a lot of people wore the t-shirts to advertise Jesus in the Morning, you know, and that was a blessing. And that first, the very, very first batch, I was able to give those t-shirts away. I prayed about that thing. I think it was over $200 to buy them. And I prayed about that thing. And God blessed me through Sion to get a lady who printed a beautiful job she did. And then I had to mail them to everybody who wanted one. And God blessed me with the shipping money to ship them shirts out and, you know, and pay for it. And I was excited to do it. But now we have to pay. So what I'm doing now is letting everybody buy a new t-shirt that wants a new t-shirt. And we'll go from there. And I think we had them in black and white, didn't we, Sion? I think we had them in black and white. And you know what? I need to hit Helen up and see if, what Helen can do as well, Sion. She may be able to do those t-shirts because she did an excellent job for us. But I should have asked you because I wasn't sure if she was busy or, you know, in a place where she's still doing t-shirts. But we can find out and we'll go from there. But right now I got this guy. I was trying to help him and everything, but I don't know. We just go keep praying and let God have his way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. We thank him this morning. Yeah. So listen, the studio is open, and if there's someone have something they would like to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in, and we'll go from there. Brother Frank, I want to dedicate this one to you this morning. This is a dedicated song to you, Apostle Frank people. Hallelujah. I love it.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, me. He's been good to me.
Almighty God for all he has brought our way. The studio is open. If no one have anything to say this morning, I will pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow morning, I just want to talk about some things. And I saw this thing, and I saw all kind of people doing it, and they say they're swinging from the chandelier is what they're saying. And I went in to investigate to see, you know, just really what was going on. And I found out, you know, the songwriter, the artist, she had a problem with alcohol. She said she was a wild party girl. And that's what brought the song about. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. And all right, Sister Jerry, I'm going to bring you in. I see you couldn't touch that number one. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. How are you?
I am blessed, and I can't complain today.
I am so blessed. I can't complain.
Okay.
I know you know I've been doing the Lord's work even after we off the show. I guess I'm feeling the effects of it today, though, but
okay.
God has been so good to me.
Amen.
That teaching this morning was outstanding.
Amen.
We all need to be reminded on how good God's been to us.
Amen.
He don't do it because he has to. There's a difference, and I've got to do something. Then I'm doing it because I love you. Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He loves us so much that each day he touches us with his love.
Yes, he does.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. You've been so good. We really shouldn't complain, even if our circumstances look like we're not going to make it. God, don't wake us up to be worried. So I say, God, whatever is going on in this season, give me the strength, give me the knowledge and the wisdom to accept whatever you're doing, because you know the plan. I don't know the plans. I might not look like what I'm looking at. But maybe you're saying to me, Jerry, I'm not giving you this yet because I need you to fast that. You're not giving it to me. You're not giving it to me because you can't. You're not giving it to me because, like I heard you say, Miss Barbara, I'm starting to lose a little weight. So that means you're changing your eating habits because I asked you to do it, Barbara. And it's going to be better for you in the long run. Sometimes God has to give us a little push. And I thank you for reminding me that I don't need that lemon cake and ice cream every day. I've been trying to give it up. But now I see the results because it's for my good. It's not for God's good. God is in good shape. Today I just want to say a special prayer to Miss Sherry. Please continue on with the journey, even though it doesn't feel good. Even though it just don't feel good. It hurts, oh God. I know. Because I have bursitis in my right hip. Oh, it hurts. But I just heard what Miss Barbara said today. We got to move even when we don't want to move. Because the more you move, the better you'll start to feel. My ex-husband used to say to me, I know it hurts, darling. But I get up anyway. That's why I can still move. The law of Newton says those in motion stays in motion. Those at rest will stay in rest. If you don't move, you're going to be at rest, which means you won't move. God, give me strength. Give me knowledge and give me wisdom. Keep me loving on people even when they are upsetting me. Show me the reason that you could still walk with your enemies knowing one was going to kill you.
Mm.
One was going to betray you. But, Lord, you still walk with him. You already knew him. God, give me that kind of discipline to walk with what I see and understand that. I had to ask God all night. I've been God, why did you really reveal to me who this person really is? I used to really love her, God, but now I see who she is. I got a different, Jerry, you said you wanted to walk the walk. I walked with someone I knew was going to betray me. I knew when and how he was going to do it. I didn't bring you in and show you who she was at first. I allowed you to fall in love with her as a person. Now that I've revealed to you who she was and showed you all her traits, why are you getting angry? Jerry, you still got some more. I got to put you back in that burning fire. Got to burn some more stuff off you. I don't want you to turn back to the old Jerry. So I'm going to ask you, Barbara, please pray for me. Jesus, please pray for me. Keep me steadfast on loving even when I know someone's going to do you wrong. I know they're doing you wrong. I couldn't listen to my son when he used to tell me this. I like, I know this. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, Lord, when God revealed it to me, it wasn't like I know this. It was like, oh, this hurts. I don't like this. I don't think I even want to talk. No, you got to continue to talk to her, and I want you to continue to spread my word to her. See, she's starting to call you now, Jerry, because she wants you to start praying for her. It's hard for us to pray for people when we know who they are. This is a learning process for me, Barbara. I must admit, I got angry, but I didn't sin. Now I'm asking God to take away that anger. Take away what has been revealed to me, because you knew it was going to be revealed to me, God, but you felt comfortable enough to reveal it to me because you said, my daughter has grown up much more than she used to be. She can handle what I'm about to show her. Walking with God is a very rough walk. Sister Sherry, getting out of that bed, going to physical therapy, I know it's rough. But if you couldn't do it, God wouldn't have put you in the position. Continue to move forward because God has been so good to not just you and I, but the whole world, because the earth and the fullness of it belongs to Jesus. So I pray that even though we know someone is against us, continue to pray for them. Or you'll find yourself going back through the Red Sea because you haven't learned what you're supposed to learn when you first went through the Red Sea. You were that person when you went through the Red Sea. Jerry, I brought you through the Red Sea, and now you're still going, oh, can you? I was talking to God. God, can you believe this? He said nothing for a while until 3:30 this morning. He said, yes, Jerry. But remember this, I didn't show you from the beginning because you couldn't handle it. Now, I want you to go to Mark 11, Jerry, and speak to that mountain. Not for me to remove that person, but remove what that person have in them out of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I called Sister Barbara. It was late last night because when God started showing me stuff, I said, oh, Sister Barbara, I forgot. We got church in the morning. You know, I can't talk to you too long. Yes, but I had to release something out of me. And I'm asking you, Sister Barbara, you got to really, 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 really pray for me. Because a lot of people is involved with what this one person is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I still will bless the Lord at all times. His praises will be in my mouth. Because he has been so good to me. So I ask you, Lord, please cover our law enforcement. Please cover the mental illness person. Please cover the military. Cover this world, Lord, because evil is always present when you're doing good, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give me strength to bear this cross that you have now put upon me. Give me the strength. Because I'm not the old Jerry. In so many ways, I'm not the old Jerry. Please do not let my emotions come into the good Jerry. Because it's very hurting. Very, very hurting. So, after this program, I must get in my quiet place into my prayer closet. Because God don't show you things to hurt you. He show you things, but he's requiring your help to help this person over here with their ignorance. God, you've been good. Sister Barbara, thank you for all your prayers on the air, off the air, and picking up when the people are calling. I know you stay busy. I wasn't helping but two people, and I'm staying on the phone 4 and 5 hours just with two people. doing job business, God's business, is a tough, long job. And you got to have compassion, and your heart got to be clean, or the evil will creep in. Clean my mind, Lord, and cleanse my heart. Help me to realize that you reveal this person to me, not to hurt me, but to pray and ask you to change their heart, because only you can change a person's heart, Lord. I know, because you changed mine. You changed my heart just before my husband died and showed me all the goodness in him. You started out with this one person. You showed me how good this person was, is. They just got one little speck, and I need you to cast that speck into the mountain. Be thou removed. Remember, Jerry, figs don't mix with grapes, so the fig tree didn't bear. But I can still make the fig tree bear fruit, but in a new season. It's time for a new season, because I don't want this soul lost, because this person has been very, very good. They just got a little bit of something need to be prayed out of them, and then I can bring them on home with me, because they've been good. People have faults. No one is perfect. But for this fault that this person has, Jerry, I need you to pray with her. I need you to believe with her. And then, yes, you're going to be able to expose her, but not right now, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to continue with the praying with her, and praying with her daughter, and praying with her other daughter, and praying with her grandchildren. Oh, oh, oh. But you got to do it with a clean heart. So today, Lord, I'm asking you to give me a clean heart. I realize, Barbara, this job that you do is not just because it's easy. You do it for the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
I need God to take me to that level so I don't walk around in anger.
Amen.
He knew you'd get angry, but don't sin.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I found out at 3 o'clock this morning was worse than my husband coming home and finding out he had committed adultery, because that knocked me down. This one here, I'm about to go in a coma.
Just hold on,
every
Jerry.
Round gets higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I was saying just so hold on. No coma, none of that. Just hold on. You ain't gonna even speak that. You ain't gonna even speak about a coma. Just hold on. God working it out.
I hope so, Bobby, because this is worse than it could ever be. It's not about me. It's about all the things this one person doing, and she's so good, but she's got this, oh, God, this one thing. And it's blocking her from so many blessings. I should have known. I should have listened to my son from the beginning. Then I wouldn't have been knocked off my feet. But I ignored what he said because I love her so much. Now, when God showed me the whole picture at 3 a.m., it was like I felt something just snatch me up out the bed, and I sit straight up. I don't never sit straight up because my bursitis, remember, my right hip hurts. I got to struggle and sit up. But 3 o'clock this morning, I sit straight up, and I say, Jesus. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad. It ooh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
It is okay today, Jerry, because listen, the trials come to make us strong. This is simply a trial. This is simply a trial to see what you're going to do. Yeah, the devil want to see, okay, now you've been running and you've been doing this, that, and the other. Let's see what you do with this. You're going to turn it over to Jesus. And Jerry gonna stop worrying about it because she turned it over to the Lord, and he's the one got to work it out. Jerry can't work it out. Uh-huh. So we turn it over to the Lord and let him work it out.
Mm-hmm. I just need to know, Barbara, did you see that about her?
But Deborah, I saw a lot of things.
Talk about this too.
Yeah, because some things you just can't say. You got to let God have his way about it. We just got to pray and let God work it out. That's what I can tell you. But see, if we know too much, we'll get in there and put our hands in God's business, and that's not where it should be.
Oh, yes, yes. And he told me, keep your hands off of this. I'm showing you just because I feel as if you're mature enough to accept this, Jerry.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Uncle. We'll talk after the show. But all I right. Say, God, thank you for everything you show me. Thank you that all of us have faults.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have sinned and fallen short.
Mm-hmm.
I myself have some skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm not like that person, I have those feelings. You still got some problems, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Jerry, you're a cheerful giver. Oh, I tell you to give. Oh, yes, God. Because you believe I replace it. Now, Jerry, I'm showing you this. You ready to break down and go into a, oh, no, God. No, too many, this going to hurt too many people. Well, that's how you got to the Red Sea. You thought you was going to be washed out, Jerry, but you walked on through it. Jacob thought he was going to die, but he got spit out at the whale's mouth where he's supposed to be. Right now, Jerry, you didn't go in the direction I wanted you to go with this person because you had your mind made up that this person was that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to continue to love her like she was that kind of person and not the person I have shown you, because now I need you as my vessel to pray this evil out of her.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Now, this cross for me to do is hard.
Okay. But listen, Jerry, listen. See, because you're looking at her as if it's you. You seeing you in her, but this the thing, that's not you, Jerry. And many times women get caught up into relationships, they even marry these men. The men get caught up in the relationship, they marry these women. Because they're looking at the other person as themselves. I wouldn't do that to them. I'm not that way. I would never cheat nobody. I would never hurt them. I would never lie to them. That's what you wouldn't do, but the other person will. So what you have to do is stop looking at the other person as you and just see them for who they really are. A lot of times in a relationship, coming into the relationship, the man.
She showed love to my husband. When he was dying, she was there. She was to the funeral. I told God the same thing this morning. He said, yes, that part of her saw things differently, but this is who she really is because of who you are. She's not you, Jerry. Your weakness is not loving people because you don't see them for nothing but a person. Your weakness is not giving, Jerry, but you have a weakness because now your weakness is, oh, my God, that's a judgment, Jerry, and I tell you to judge thee not.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get over my judgment of this individual and realize what you just said, she's not me.
Mm-hmm. And what you got to do is let it go. Let it go and pray. And you know what? Not just praying for her, but pray for you to completely let it go and let God have his way. Pray that for God to bless you, to let it go, help you to let it go, and that he would have his way in you. Oh, yeah, in Jesus' name. Listen, we got one more, Jerry. We're going to talk after the church service this morning.
Yes, we will. Thank you. Love
all
y'all,
right,
everybody. Bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Sister Spinner. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Blessed. Can't complain today.
And good morning to everyone that's listening. I just had to call in this morning because I woke up this morning and not really, I was just feeling kind of tired and just not really feeling as good as I normally feel in the mornings, put it that way. And it could be because, like you, I changed my diet. I'm trying to do something a little different so I can get some of these pounds off. But either way, I wasn't feeling the best. And I was praying, and the Lord, and then I heard worship through this. And I thought about it, and I said, you know, when I first started going through my trial, that was the word that was given to me to worship through it, and that's what I was doing. And I thought to myself, I hadn't really actually been on my face in worship in a little bit. And I talked to him, I praise, but I haven't been in that worship. I call it, how I describe it is on my face. So then I thought about that, and I said, well, you know what, Lord, I really haven't been, you know, been in worship. And so meanwhile, I'm listening to the show, and everything in the show this morning just was stirring the spirit, the Holy Spirit up in me. I mean, the songs, the message, you know, and I just had to say this. That song, the song that you were talking about, dancing, he turned my morning into dancing.
Uh-huh.
I literally had to get up this morning out of my seat. I'm working from home, so I'm not, you know, supposed to be sitting down, but I had to get up and get on my feet this morning and dance. That song just touched my spirit.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, I was in full-blown worship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wow, Lord, he knows what you need, you know. But it was just, and I just feel so good now that I just had to call and let you know, how God is using you, you know, at least for me anyway. I just, you know, it was what I needed, a reminder, you know, and I just was feeling so good that I just had to let you know.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Stella. I thank God for that because, look, this morning, it was weird. I got up and everything and got started and everything, but I got to the show. I didn't see nothing different. It was just, you know, the same way, you know. And as I begin to, you know, to share and everything like that, the Spirit of the Lord come. And even in prayer this morning, that was not me praying. I cannot tell you that was me praying. I was like, wow. Ooh, ooh. As the words, you know, coming out of my mouth. And I'm knowing, Lord, that's you. That's you. Because I don't know what to pray for. Yeah. But he knows. And when I tell us today, we were blessed. If we can receive from God today, we were blessed here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he moved even in the prayer. From the first song, even up until now, God is yet moving. And I want to share this. I'm here. I'm here. And it's my job. It's my job. And you know how God does it like this. I was telling my daughter, I call it cases. And if there's a case, say me and Andrea Spinner on the phone laughing and talking, having a good time, or she's sharing some things, or I'm sharing some things, and there is a case that come in. And I got to be honest, we having such a good time, and I'm hearing some things. I really don't want to hang up right then. And so I go a little longer, but I got to hang up and get the case. He know what's best. And a lot of days he have not let nothing come in. He have let us talk and have a good time and whatever. But God is faithful to us. And he meets needs. Oh, he meets needs. Yes, he does. He's that kind of God. And he'll always have somebody in place for you. And sometimes people say, well, no, I can't tell her. She gonna tell my business on the air. Well, if you feel like that, it's not a whole lot I can do or say. Yeah, it's not a whole lot I can do or say. But I thank God for this. Prayer. Prayer will fix it every time, over and over and over again. And I thank you this morning, Sister Spinner, for the encouragement. What's on Facebook? Tell me about it, Sia. I thank him for the encouraging words this morning, Sister Spinner. And I thank God that more than me know that he's moving over here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank God this morning. I see you down there, Brother D. I see you down. Brother D in the house. Yes, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the 706 number. Yeah, that's a blessing every time I see it. Hey, God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Because God is allowing you to know that he's hearing and answering your prayers. He heard you. Yeah, he heard you. And he's answering your prayers. And that is a beautiful thing. Yeah, my daughter told me last week, I think it was a week before, she said, Mama, I know God hear your prayers. So this, that, and that, and this, and that, and you pray for so-and-so, and this, that, and that, and that. Yeah, he hear because I'm praying from my heart, not from just my lips. The words coming out of my mouth, you know, from my lips, but it's coming directly from my heart. I mean what I pray. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. And when I say God bless you, that's not a church phrase. That's not a figure of speech. I mean that. Yeah. Every time I say that, it's meant. God bless you. I mean it. Even if I say it fast, I mean God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Brother D, when you get a chance, I want you to get to yourself and just begin to praise God. I want you to begin to thank him. Tell him thank you. Spend a little time with him in thanksgiving, in praising. Yeah, spend a little time in praising. Yeah, there's some big things coming your way, Brother D. Hallelujah. And if I was you, I'd dance if I could. I'd dance before him because he's bringing some big things your way. And so we thank you. Ah, Yasha. Hey, glory to you, God. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you today, God. Oh, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Brother D, go on and praise him. Spend a little time in the praise with him because he's bringing some big things your way, man. And I thank him for it. I thank him for it. Hallelujah. All you can't handle, just call me. I'll take your overflow. It's no problem. Or even what you do, just cut my little cut out of there, and I'm going to just cut my little portion out, and I'll be all right. But, yeah, you're being blessed, Brother D. In some cases here, those are miracles God is sending your way. And so we thank him today. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Yeah. So listen, if there anyone else have anything they would like to say this morning, please feel free to press that number one and come in. And I'm working on some things, and Sister Laura is willing to work with me. Because at some point, and this is another thing I want to say this morning, for the t-shirts, let me go back to that because y'all know me. T-shirts, if you small, medium, or large, they're $10. If it's a 1X on up to, I think it's just a 1X, it's $12. And then 1X, 2X, you know, 2X, 3X, 4, he's charging $20 for the shirt. So I'm looking for something, someone else to do those extra large shirts, you know, the X shirts. 2X, 3X, you know, a lot less expensive. So I'll be getting back to you on that, and we'll go from there. You can cash at me at $cash1727 if you want to pay for your t-shirt. Yeah. So we thank God this morning. We give him glory. We give him the honor, and we give him the praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy today, and we thank him. So listen, if no one else have anything else they would like to say, I will pray us out this morning, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. I think those are all the announcements I wanted to go over. I'm trying to make sure because sometimes I'm off the air, and then I said, well, let me write it down, and I skip right over and forget to write it down. And you have a lot going on. And I used to think, well, you're getting old. That's what it is. You're getting older and older. But no, when you got a lot going on, you can't remember everything. Now, I remember my debit card number. I remember the date, you know, it expires, and the PIN number on the back. I remember my driver's license number, all of this. But with all this stuff going on, there's some things I have to write it down. Most things I try to write it down so that I don't forget. But we thank God today, and we're going to keep looking up. See, remember, I talked about the trials this morning. The trials come to make us strong. They come to teach us a lesson. And we're praying and asking God for the lesson. Yeah. And he gave instructions, and he gives instructions. And so we thank him for that today. Hallelujah. Let's pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for your message today, Lord. What do you think of us? And Lord, you're thinking good, nothing evil. You're going to bring us to an expected end. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. And Father, as we depart this morning, we ask today, God, that your word never fall on stony ground here. But God, it fall on good ground, and it will reap an increase. Nothing will choke the word out of your people. They won't even choke it out of themselves. And Father, when you speak, they will hear you and not me. And they will obey what you said, not what I'm saying. Because, Lord, it's your word. It's not mine. These are your people. They're not mine. They belong to you. And Father, you love them. Ah, thank you this morning. And so, Father, we ask that you would move in a mighty way for each and every caller, each and every household represented here today, family, friends, God, near and far. Lord, whatever the case may be today, fix it for your people here in the name of Jesus. This faithful few, oh God. And Father, if they need finances, I ask this morning that you would open a financial door to them in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And again today, we ask that, Father, you would bless our going out, bless our coming in, and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we ask all of this today in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, May the 20th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day. Hallelujah.